You're listening to Vatican Radio. I'm Linda Bordoni. The people of South Africa go to the polls on Wednesday, the 7th of May, to vote in the nation's fifth general election, which also celebrates 20 years since the end of apartheid. The African National Congress is in power since the end of apartheid in 1994 and is expected to win almost 64% of the vote. However, serious issues such as soaring unemployment, poverty, the high HIV rate, illegal immigration and corruption, especially evident within the political classes, as well as the echoes of apartheid which still resonate in many sectors of public life, shed light on the downfalls and incapacities of the ruling party to live up to the promise of a well-governed rainbow nation. The electoral campaign has highlighted much disillusionment amongst the people, and there are fears that many will not even cast their hard-won votes. As the Archbishop of Durban, South African Cardinal Wilfred Fox Napier, points out, there is also the risk of intimidation as people go to the polls and a widespread loyalty towards the ruling party, which is often seen as an embodiment of Nelson Mandela's ideals and still stands for liberation, notwithstanding its questionable performance in the past 20 years. Speaking to Cardinal Napier, he told me that he hopes that people will have matured enough to know that their vote is secret, that their vote is precious, and that it is up to them to decide where they want to place that vote.
Our hopes for the present election, first of all, I hope that, I'll speak for myself rather than for the church, I hope that people will have at least matured enough to know that their vote is secret, their vote is precious, and it's up to them to decide where they want to place that vote. They should not be intimidated by people who say, we know whether you voted this way or that way. That's the first thing. The second one is that people should vote not so much for traditional reasons, I've always voted for this party, but rather for what is going to serve the common good the most and the most effectively. And I would say that would be the criterion that people need to try to use when they are going to vote.
You mentioned a day of prayer before the elections in 1994. Is something similar going to happen this year?
The day of prayer, that was the 27th, the anniversary of the changeover, was designated for prayers throughout the country, South Africa, in order to, I suppose, to re-energize what was there 20 years ago. When people were in, we were in crisis, and we felt that the only way to find a way out of this crisis is for us to have recourse to God and have Him on our side, have Him present among us. I think the day of prayer, I'm sure that it's going to have the similar effects, because it's going to be those people on the margins, the women's sodalities, the small groups that meet regularly. It's going to be those same people that are going to be praying, and I think God listens to those prayers because He knows they come from the heart, from people who say, we are praying because we need God in our lives, rather than because we want a miracle to be done for us. We need God in our lives.
Can you think back to that 27th of April 1994 and you know, what it brought to the country?
It was a very special time for us. Africa at its best was the way the transition took place in South Africa at the time. That's the only thought I could think of, was Africa at its best. The one country where people expected the change over from one regime to another would have been nothing but a bloodbath. And here, here it was, the smoothest of any that has ever taken place. It's with gratitude to God, because I know that many, many people, simple, ordinary people, had prayed, especially on a Thursday. The women had set aside Thursday as the day to pray for peace in South Africa. And I attribute the changeover in the way it took place to those prayers.
Thank you very much, Cardinal Napier. Thank you.